Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show podcast on the Cross Global Media Radio Network. Visit cgmradio.com/Bob to subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform.
Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show, our theme, Christianity and its relationship to politics and pop culture. Well, I guess you've heard the latest. A leaked draft of a Supreme Court decision from February has been circulating. It looks like a majority opinion written by Chief Justice Alito, supposedly with the agreement of at least four other conservative justices. One portion of the 98-page draft decision reads as follows. We hold that Roe and Casey must be overruled. The inescapable conclusion is that a right to abortion is not deeply rooted in the nation's history and traditions. It is time to heed the Constitution and return the issue of abortion to the people's elected representatives. Roe was egregiously wrong from the start. Some of the words of Justice Alito. Well, initially there was a lot of back and forth talking on news shows as to whether or not this was authentic. Apparently, Chief Justice Roberts has now settled at least that question. I'm reading from CNBC. Supreme Court Justice John Roberts on Tuesday confirmed the authenticity of a leaked draft court opinion that would toss out long-standing abortion rights, but he noted that the court's decision isn't final. Roberts ordered an investigation into the leaker. To the extent this betrayal of the confidences of the court was intended to undermine the integrity of our operations, it will not succeed, the Chief Justice said in a statement. The work of the court will not be affected in any way. I have directed the Marshal of the Court to launch an investigation into the source of the leak, Roberts said. And then the writer of the news article goes on to say, the advance publication of a draft opinion is virtually unprecedented for the High Court, where leaks of any kind are exceedingly rare. Again, that was from CNBC. Okay, there's hysteria coming from the left. There's euphoria coming from the right. Both reactions are premature. So let me try to offer some measured words, some balance. First, as Chief Justice Roberts said, and I seldom agree with Roberts these days, but he's right on this one. As he said, this is only a draft from February. When the final decision is made, the decision may be different. While Alito himself is a person of integrity, let us not forget how many of our so-called conservative justices have caved in the past. They wouldn't even listen to the amorphous evidence of election fraud in 2020. This is the bottom line. Right now, we don't know anything about what will happen regarding Roe versus Wade. We don't. Next! The overturning of Roe v. Wade, even if it does happen, does not mean that abortion is suddenly illegal everywhere in the country. It simply means this matter will go back to the states, and most states will continue to keep it legal. In a few, such as Arkansas or Texas, that might change. Now, I say that with some hesitation, because too many conservative pundits are reassuring the left, almost as if to say, oh, don't worry, you can still have your abortion. They say it as if they want to score political points. Like, well, don't rally around this. It's not really going to change anything. For myself, I have no desire to be politically comforting to those who want the practice of abortion to continue. Now look, on this program, we've talked a lot about the love of God, the forgiveness of God toward people who've had abortions, toward anything. My wife runs a tremendous ministry. She's talked about it often on this show, a ministry of healing and reconciliation for women who've had abortions and have regretted their decisions. But my friends, forgiveness is one thing. Justifying a practice is something else altogether. I believe abortion should be illegal everywhere in every state. That's not going to happen, but I'll just tell you, I think that should happen. Putting aside the fact that this is the taking of a human life, and it would be the taking of a human life no matter what country in the world you lived in, just keeping it in America for now, just keeping it constitutional for now, because that's what we're talking about, the Constitution, it is not called for in the Constitution. This hidden right to an abortion that the justices found in 1973 leaves much to be desired. As a matter of fact, our Constitution says the opposite. The Constitution is about protecting human rights, and the most basic of these rights is the right to remain alive. without somebody killing you. Just look at some of the phrases in the preamble. Establish justice. We aren't treating people with justice if we're ending their lives. Ensure domestic tranquility. Not too tranquil if you're dead, domestic or otherwise, unless you mean the kind of tranquility where you never again have a conscious thought, and that's not the kind of tranquility our forefathers were thinking of. Provide for the common defense. That means defending from those who would harm you. I'd say one example of such defense is defending people from those who want to kill them. You can talk about the body of the mother. There's another body inside. Who are we kidding? And even if you wanted to debate about the first trimester, this has become infanticide. In some places, you can get an abortion far beyond when the baby is viable, far beyond when the baby can be delivered, far beyond when the baby could live outside the womb. There are even states trying to protect a mother's right after it has already been delivered. But don't worry, Governor Northam of Virginia, when they were trying to float a bill to that effect, gave us very reassuring words. He promised, he guaranteed that while the mother was deciding whether or not to end her new recently born baby's life, the baby would be kept comfortable. Well, thank you at least for that, Governor. And so, my fellow conservatives are a little too consoling to reassure their liberal friends that the overturning of Roe v. Wade will not really put an end to this practice. The practice should be overturned everywhere without apology. Be that as it may, in the interest of being factual, yes, what they're saying is technically true, that nobody who wants an abortion in this country is going to be prevented from getting one. There will always be some place you can go. The reason we are hearing from leftist politicians that this would end abortion everywhere is because they're using this as a political ploy to rally their base. That's rather obvious. Also obvious, this was leaked deliberately by someone who is bothered by the preliminary decision. And probably even more bothered that it might become the official decision. It's a useful tool for useful fools to gain momentum in November and keep Republicans from taking back Congress. What else are the Democrats going to run on? Safer cities? Lower crime? Stronger foreign policy? Booming economy? Women's rights, which give out medals to men who win women's track meets? But it's not just about November. They're hoping to use this as an excuse for Democrats to pack the court. Nothing in the Constitution limits the amount of justices to 9. So yeah, just pack it with liberals until you get the decision you want. It's not about ruling on something constitutional. It's about politics. It's about power. Now, many have taken solace in the fact that this leaker is probably a law clerk who will get disbarred and never practice law again. My friends, you don't understand. Yes, of course they'll get disbarred. Of course they'll never practice law again if they're discovered. And they want to be discovered because this person or persons has no interest anymore in staying with the law profession. They are auditioning for a different job, a different role, the role of hero, a permanent gig on CNN or MSNBC. They'll be the darling of the leftist media. One final thought. Everyone knows that the unborn fetus is a life. Everyone, even our president, and this president doesn't know much about anything, but he at least knows this. In his efforts to reassure his base that abortion will not end, he promised the day would never come when people can no longer abort a child. No, he didn't say fetus, he said child. Of course, the word fetus means baby. We've always known what we were talking about. It's just that we were always talking Orwellian. This is Bob Siegel pointing to how even Joe Biden has accidentally made the obvious obvious.
The Bob Siegel Show podcast is a production of Bob Siegel and Cross Global Media. Visit us online and subscribe to the show at cgmradio.com/Bob.